Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Little wet ride here in Atlantic City. I don't know what it's like in Philadelphia, but it's probably overcast back there too. But nonetheless, it's what I think is an enjoyable ride. At least I enjoy it, starting with the fact that I'm at the Borgata, as I am on Saturdays. Nothing but fun here. And if you're not having fun, you really are not trying hard enough. But there is, as always, a lot to talk about, maybe some things to complain about. Actually, in Philadelphia, there's probably a lot to complain about because those teams are doing so well. When you think the biggest upside right now for a team is the Eagles, and I say that's sad in a good kind of way, because they're looks like they're kind of growing and on the way up, and I don't know what they'll do this year. I mean, they have a chance for the playoffs, but playoffs are just okay anymore in this city. You look for more than that, but I'm getting ahead of myself here. But it is a sometimes sad. When you really break it down, it really is sad that, and when you go through periods of time when that happens. But all right, let's break it all down here. This is the Eagles bye week, and I don't know what people are going to do on Sundays when there's no Eagles game. It's religion. You know, I can see people, if I invited people to the parking lot at Lincoln Financial Field to tailgate with no game, just to get the feel of there being a game, there would be people that would come down there to tailgate with no game, just to give them something to do. And they bring their satellite dishes and they can watch their TV and, you know, throw out their food and do the whole thing. But it is a week of complaining and questioning. And there really is not, I mean, to some people, there might be a quarterback controversy. There really is not a quarterback controversy. Jalen Hurts has to be the quarterback because we got to see what he is and what he could, maybe, you hope, would become. You know, there's things that he doesn't do as well as Gardner Minshew. I always call him Gordon. How many people are named Gardner? But What were his parents thinking when they named him Gardner? But anyway, Gardner Minshew, he's really obviously better, at pre-snap reads. He's probably a little more accurate, but he's not as athletic. So where do you – Gardner Minshew is a really – he's a really good backup quarterback. That's what he is. He's a really good backup quarterback. Jalen Hurts could be a backup quarterback in his career, but right now he's a starter that the Eagles hope, with really nobody on the horizon. Unless you get Deshaun Watson, and then there's all kinds of issues with that, complaints. He's probably going to be suspended at some time next year. You don't know how many games. But there's really not, and there's really nobody in the draft that they're going to take in the first round. And there's one guy that is lobbying for it. It's a joke. He's trying to get himself into the first round. But I don't really think there's a quarterback controversy, but we can talk about that today. And I have listened to all the nonsense, and it is nonsense that people whining over rooting for the Cowboys or not rooting for the Cowboys. I really don't care if people root for the Cowboys, and I don't care if you root for the Cowboys. But in reality, I think it's better that the Redskins win because the Eagles can control their own destiny, as people like to say. They beat the Redskins twice. Here's the reality of this. If they win their last four games, they have four games left, right? If they win their last four games, they will be in the playoffs because they will have beaten the Redskins twice. And there's nobody else that really would beat them out for that spot. So regardless of whether the Cowboys win or don't win tomorrow, but I think it's, and here's why I think it's better that the Redskins win tomorrow. If the Cowboys have no shot at the first seed in the NFC, and that's the only team that would get a bye, they have no shot for that. Why would they play their players? They're going to win the division. We know they're going to win the division. So the Eagles have no chance to win the division. They have little chance, very little chance to win the division. But we know they're going to win the division. But if that game, the last game of the season, doesn't mean anything to the Cowboys, and the only thing it could mean is to be the number one seed in the NFC, and it looks like Arizona, who I think is going to lose tomorrow, Arizona and Green Bay are ahead of them, but they have a chance to catch them. But if they have no chance, and I think if the Redskins win, that would kind of put them out of a chance. So that last game of the season, they just may not play their players a lot. So it would be better for the Eagles, I think, if the Redskins win the game, because you don't want that game the last season to mean anything for the Cowboys. So the Eagles have a better chance of winning, which could be really important for them to get into the playoffs. They win all four games, and it would be easier to beat the Cowboys if they don't play all their players. Then it's better if the Redskins win tomorrow. So stop all this. I got to root for the Cowboys. You don't have to root for the Cowboys. What is fun rooting for the Redskins? Excuse me, I say the Redskins, the Washington football team. I'm sorry, it's politically not correct to say the Redskins. The Washington football team. You know, so you root for the Washington football team. Is that fun? No, it's not fun, because you play them next week anyway. But here's another thing that's an advantage for the Eagles. If the Washington football team wins this week against the Cowboys, they might be a little emotionally full of themselves when the Eagles play them next week here in Philadelphia. So that's another reason that you would probably, at least I would think it would be better. I don't care who wins. But it would be better for the Eagles if the Washington football team wins this week. So all this whining, it's better if the Cowboys win and you can't root for the Cowboys. You cause yourself angst for no reason. We got enough problems with all the bad teams here in Philadelphia. We got enough problems. So think about that. And I think the Cowboys hurt themselves because that moron and dope they have as a head coach proclaimed already that they're going to win the game. You know, I think bullet board stuff is probably overrated. But why would you do something like that? Well, because he didn't coach last week and they won without him. And you know what? They can win without you. They can win with no head coach better than they can win with Mike McCarthy as their head coach. He is an absolute... If I list the dopes of head coaches, Mike McCarthy is one or two. I think Joe Judge might beat him out for number one, the Giants coach, because he's a total fraud too. But no, just stop. That whining is overdone. All right, so we can talk about that today and see what your opinion is. The other thing, when you look at your basketball team, they are so average. Sixers are no more than an average team. Embiid is a very good player. But when he plays against a real center, it changes a little bit, I guess, huh? Oh, he played back-to-back. Well, so did Utah. I mean, Utah's on the road playing back-to-back games. The Sixers are at home. Stop all that whining about back-to-back. Embiid, oh, yeah, my ribs are all right. Yeah, I know your ribs are all right. Okay, because you went back in the game. So everything is woe is me. Woe is me. You know, just go out and play the game. And do the best you can and play as hard as you can. And that's all that people want. I don't want to hear all his whine. And then he says he's not criticizing the officials. Yet the other night after the game, you know, when I go to the foul line a lot, the next game I don't go a lot. I'm not criticizing the officials. Well, yeah, you just did. You just did criticize the officials. You're playing against a real center. Rudy Gobert is a real center. But he's not the problem. Embiid's not the problem. Embiid's a good, he's the only really good player they have. The rest of the guys are just, you know, just nice. Some of them are nice players and some of them are overrated. And Tobias Harris is just a guy. He's just a guy making max money. And I don't know how they can get any better because they got a president and general manager who's a fraud, who's never done anything with any real success in his NBA career. He's the one that created that Frankenstein of Scam Hinkie. Scam Hinkie worked under Daryl Morey. They're both from the same test tube where it's all about computers. So, yeah, and you realize now he's just, with what he did last year at the trade deadline, overvaluing of Ben Simmons. But the rumor machine is at work coming from the Sixers and from Simmons' agent, who's a fraud too, Rich Paul. He completely miscalculated this whole situation. All these rumors, oh, it's heating up. No different than it was before. But the Sixers put it out because Woj is a mouthpiece for NBA teams. So Woj puts it out. Woj is a good guy, but there was a story that kind of went by the wayside, how he's basically on the payroll of all the teams and how he takes care of them and they take care of him. And so they give him stuff. I know that Sixers, the absentee owner now, Josh Harris, calls Woj. Daryl Morey, I know, calls Woj. And then Rich Paul probably got, Zach Lowe, to put out another story. You know, they're at work trying to create interest. Ben Simmons' value is what it is. And it's gotten no better. It will get no better whether he plays or he doesn't play. He's a player in a league that really requires shooters, of a guy that doesn't even want to go to the foul line, doesn't even want to get fouled to go to the foul line. It's a joke. He is what he is. Just get rid of his ass. But Daryl Morey I'm going to get value. His value sucks, and I love it. Well, they're trying to get a top 25 player. I don't know what a top 25 player is, but Ben Simmons isn't one of them, so why would you get a top 25 player for a guy that's not even a top 25 player? I try to tell people for years. And this Damian Lillard stuff now is kind of put to rest. They're not going to trade him. He doesn't want to be traded. And that's the end of that story. So cross him off your list. But the Sixers are so average with a coach that's really not that good. Glenn Rivers is not that good a coach. He's a nice guy, and he's really slick, and he kind of, you know, is really dazzling to the media with his conversations, I'll call him. Because he makes it all sound so good. And he's a nice guy. I get that. He is a nice guy. But he's not. Whether he was a good coach at one time, I'm not sure. Because I didn't follow him closely enough. He won one championship. He's lost more 3-1 leads in the playoffs than any coach in NBA history. He's lost 23 consecutive deciding games. But he's just not a good coach. So the coach isn't going to help him. The president and general manager, Daryl Morey, is not going to help them. They're an average team. That's what they are. I would talk about baseball, but I don't think anybody cares right now. Why would you care? They'll be back in March because the players will be back to make sure they get enough spring training time so they don't lose any games because they don't want to lose any more money. I am usually on the side of ownership because these guys, you know, they're complaining about the low guys on the totem pole are making in baseball $700,000 to $1 million. Again, how many people in America are making that kind of money? They have a short career span. Well, that's your fault. You just make something out of it while you're a player and develop a career. And I know players that have done that, and I really respect those guys, have developed a career after baseball while they're in baseball. You know, if you're complaining about being paid at the low end, then Max Scherzer shouldn't get $40-some million when he's 38 years old. If he doesn't get as much money, there's more money at the bottom. So it's your own fault. Free agency soon. It's a great life. It's baseball. You've got talent. You've got ability. But the financial part of sports has just gotten completely out of hand. And there's some nice guys in baseball. There's really good guys. For instance, Bryce Harper's, I think, good. He's always been good to me. He's a good guy. Comes off sometimes as a little harsh, but I think deep down he's really a good guy. I've gotten to know him a little bit. And for the most part, he plays hard. Not all the time, but most of the time. And he had a really, really good year. He's getting paid $330 million for 13 years. And he gets a bonus for being the MVP. When you pay a guy $30 million a year, you should be the MVP every year. Why do you need a bonus? So that money could go to somebody else. I mean, it's just, but whatever. It's not his fault. That's the agent's fault, who I don't like a little bit. So I don't care about baseball. Not right now, anyway. And they've got to do something to fix the game. And the Flyers, they're now 1-11 in their last 11 games because they won last night. It was late. They are not a good team. So that's all I'll say about that. All right, our question today, and this is always an important part because it gives you a chance to win some really good prizes and gift certificates. The question today for the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers, where at this time of the year, they're more important than just great food because they got all kinds of gift packs that they can ship all over the country. They're doing great with that. People are taking advantage of that. And the food is sensational. The catering is sensational. Everything about it is good. I've experienced the catering, and other people I know have too, and it's terrific. You can check it all out at DeBruno.com. So we have the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. We've got a $50 gift certificate to Joseph for second place. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to finishing your holiday shopping. And they gift certificates are great. You don't know what to get somebody, get them a gift certificate. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can check on in person or online at josephanthony.com where gift cards are available. So you can do that for the women in your life, and some guys may have multiple women for different reasons. You know, I'm talking about maybe you have a daughter or something. You know, you probably thought the wrong thing. Maybe you didn't think the wrong thing. But anyway, gift certificates are available, and you can do it. Gift certificates are great for everybody. All right, so here's the question. Being there's a little bit of a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia, this one was easy. The best quarterback controversies in the NFL. The best quarterback controversies in the NFL. And there's some really good ones, so we'll deal with that. All right, now let me give you the numbers. By the way, Mark Lawrence, as always, will join us at 9:40. We'll take a look at how he looks at the bowl games and, of course, NFL Sunday, even though there's no Eagles. Here's the numbers, 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We are at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. And we will get to your calls immediately after a little short timeout. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is now 8:19. And here's what's happening at Borgata. You're only miles away from your happy place. You can experience award-winning restaurants. Every one of them is sensational. Every one. The bars are great. Lots of live music. Big name entertainment. Spacious casino. New slot machines for those slot players. They freshen the Borgata up all the time. Filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway. You can do it today. You're a winner this winter when you play Borgata's $500,000 winning Wonderland. From now through December 25th, earn entries on slots and table games for your chance at being one of 800 lucky winners. You can unwrap one of two 2022 Lexus GS 460s and enjoy over $375,000 in bonus slot dollars. Play now for your weekly chance to win with the grand prize drawing on December 25th. Also, I've told you this sports book is terrific. And there are people that can't make certain plays at certain sports books because they won't take that much action. The Borgata Sportsbook will take anything you come in with, take any action you have. Obviously small, but obviously very big. So you can check it out all out at theborgata.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94 WIP, and we are going to get right to the phones. And Chase, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I completely agree with you when you say about, like, a rooting for the Cowboys, rooting for the Washington football team. Like, why do we have to? Why do we have to sit here and root for a team to win? Why can't we just wait for the outcome and then go off of that? Like, we're Eagles
when you
fans.
Watch a game, when you watch a game, that's why betting is so successful. That's why gambling is so successful, because you want to root for somebody. So when you bet, you root for somebody. You want to root for somebody, but all this nonsense, oh, you can't root for the Cowboys. First of all, it's not better if the Cowboys win.
So yeah, exactly. I
laid it out, because if they're not, if that game doesn't mean anything, the last game of the year, and that will likely mean something for the Eagles, and the Cowboys don't play all their players because it doesn't mean anything, and they're going to be playing the next week, by them losing, it's really unlikely that they would get the first seed, and that's the only thing they're going to really play for that last game. They're not going to play for the division. So the Cowboys and the Eagles, everybody in the division plays each other twice. Like, the second game for the Giants against the Eagles is coming up in a couple weeks. The Cowboys and Washington play twice before the end of the season. The Eagles and Washington play twice before the end of the season. Everybody's going to split. But what you want is you want the Cowboys not to be playing for something the last game. First of all, I don't care if you root for the Cowboys. But I think it's better if the Redskins win anyway. It's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, the best way to get in the playoffs is to have that game mean nothing. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the Dallas Cowboys on our schedule right now are the biggest threat. So if that means nothing, then it's such an easy pass. I mean, I completely agree with you. And then real quick, when we're looking at Mike McCarthy, his whole career, he's always had talent around him. Like, this guy, he is so overrated in so many ways. Like, he was one person I never wanted to see on the Eagles. I can't stand him, Howard.
He's a dope. A dope and a moron and a loser. Won one Super Bowl with probably the best quarterback in the NFL for years.
With a bunch of talent.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Well, the best. Aaron Rodgers, I think, was better than Tom Brady for many of those years.
Oh, for a while, yeah. Skill-wise, oh, my gosh, I agree. He was phenomenal. He still is. Yep.
All right, so your best quarterback controversy, do you have that?
Maybe this goes a little back, but, I mean, we're talking about two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Joe Montana versus Steve Young. It completely tore apart San Francisco.
That was a good one, and that's one that comes to mind, and we'll see if there are better. You are in the mix.
Let's go.
All right, Chase, have a great day. Let's go to Derek. Derek, you're on WIP.
Hey, happy holidays, Howard.
Yeah, and you as well, and everybody else that out there as well. And stay safe, and hopefully, and I know some people that aren't the healthiest right now, and health, I think, is the most important thing we have at any time of year, but especially during the holidays. But
Yes, sir. So I want to talk Sixers.
I know
Embiid played bad the last game.
Hey, Derek, are you on a speakerphone, or is your cell phone just that bad?
I had the window down. You hear me better now?
Yeah. Put the window up. All right.
Now, Embiid, he had a bad game yesterday. I disagree with saying that he plays bad against good centers, because that was a back-to-back. Now, you recall last year.
Let me check the schedule. Yeah, Utah played back-to-back, too, on the road. Interesting.
I know. Let me make my point. So, Embiid on back-to-back usually is tired. So, last year, he played Gobert, and he scored 40 points on Gobert last year, if you check it on Google.
Broken clocks are like twice a day. Remember that.
I just wanted to make that point.
But it's tougher. I mean, at Charlotte, they played two games against Charlotte. They were missing half their team. They didn't have a center. And it was a joke.
No, I understand, but he scored 40 points against Gobert last year. I'm just saying Embiid is
one
not
time.
Conditioning like Gobert. That's
but
all.
But here's the point. Here's the point. The Sixers, you know, my biggest – I've said I don't like Embiid whining all the time and the woe is me
and
the drama queen.
Too,
but he's a really, really good player. He's not close to an MVP. He wasn't the MVP last year. He's not close to the MVP this year. But he's a really good player. He's the only really good player they have. So that's fine. They're an average team.
What do we need? We need a real shooter.
Seth Curry, well, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care where that shooter comes from, but you need the league is a 3-point shooting league. All the analytics nonsense that teams use, including the Sixers, with that fraud who's the president and general manager, Daryl Morey, you need a shooter. Seth Curry will have some good games shooting from three, but there's really no Maxey is inconsistent and he's still a young player. You don't have a shooter. You gotta have. You need Brandon Ingram would have been.
Bullseye, yes, he'll be perfect for us.
Yeah, but they could have had him, but they took that stiff Ben Simmons.
So do you think we still have a chance to get him since he's struggling in New Orleans?
Struggling, he's averaging 20-some points a game.
I'm talking about the team is struggling. Sorry.
No, you're not good. Brandon Ingram for Ben Simmons? What are you kidding me?
Are you
on drugs?
No, because you put Ben Simmons in some draft picks and some, you know.
Draft picks don't mean anything if you're a good team. It's the end of the first round. No, they're not going to get Brandon Ingram for Ben Simmons.
So we're stuck in mud right now.
They're going to have to take what they can get, but Daryl Morey he's wasting everybody's time. He's wasting his team's time, too. All right, who's your best quarterback controversy, if you have one?
The Giants. What was that, the late 80s with Hostetler and Phil Simms? Did I pronounce his name right? Hostetler?
Hostetler is the correct name, and that was a quarterback controversy, and you are in the mix. Thank you. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Happy holidays, King.
How are you? You as well. I've never had a bad day in my life. How you doing?
Bad moments. I know you've had, and I have too.
Yep.
I wanted to bring something up, and I hope it's all right. I mean, it's the Eagles' bye week, and I think we have a little bit of time to discuss it this morning.
Yeah, unless you want to talk about quarterback controversies and whether Dallas, you root for Dallas or not. Yeah, we do have time.
Well, I wanted to talk about Richie Aaron a little bit. I wanted to ask you if you know
he got screwed again. What's that?
I wanted to know if you knew who was on the Golden Days era committee.
I do know that Mike Schmidt was on it, and he lobbied hard. There was somebody else on it with a connection to here, and I forget who it was, that lobbied hard for Richie. I called him Richie, too. That's who I knew him as a kid. I knew him as Richie, Dick Allen. So, but apparently there weren't enough. I don't know why they're so resistant.
See, I don't either.
The problem that I have heard is the woman who's from the family that basically owns Cooperstown and basically owns the Hall of Fame. I believe her name is Jane Forbes Clark. For whatever reason, somebody convinced her that she doesn't like Richie Allen. And I don't know how much influence that she's had in that. I don't know. And that's wrong. It's just he is more a Hall of Famer than probably 20% of the people that are in the Hall of Fame.
Well, his numbers are outstanding. I wanted to run a couple of things by you. I know that you're not really into analytics, but I don't really consider this analytics. I consider these statistics.
Yeah, now, I look at them as statistics, too.
Yeah, now I'm looking at these statistics from back in the day. Now, as far as OPS is concerned, in that era,
let's not go. For 5 years, he had better numbers. Let's just break it down to its simplest form. He had better numbers than Willie Mays, than Hank Aaron, and better than maybe the five best players in baseball.
Yeah.
He had better numbers. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that he didn't do well is play defense. But who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. I'll never forget the home runs he hit out of Connie Mack Stadium.
How about the home runs that hit those wooden seats and shattered them like they were
He used a 41-ounce bat. Nobody even comes close to that
anymore.
It was
all the wrist and got so much power in his wrist.
I know. He was a hit for average. He had speed. He's a Hall of Famer, and it's a disgrace.
Have you talked to Schmitty since or no?
You know, I'll talk to him probably in the next few weeks. But
I mean, I don't understand. The guy... I don't know. He was a marketer.
I don't understand it either. It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace.
The Hall of Fame ought to be ashamed of themselves. And those people that voted, that didn't vote for him, he needed one more vote, I think, is a disgrace. All right, who's your best quarterback controversy?
Well, I'm going to go with one, and you're probably not going to like it, but I think a good quarterback controversy was Brady and Bledsoe.
Was that a good one?
Well, remember what happened there?
Brady
got
came
hurt
in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl for him.
Right, and then
the
next
the
year he got hurt again, and then Brady took his job and he never got it back.
All right, you're in the mix. All right, John.
I just saw that on TV the other night, and I was watching that.
All right, you're in the mix. You're in the mix. It's all good. 215-592-9494. So far we have Montana and Young, Hostetler and Sims, and Brady and Bledsoe. There's some in Philadelphia, too, that I think are good ones. But we'll get back to your calls, see some people want to talk about the Sixers. Somebody from New York, I guess he's a Philadelphia fan, wants to talk about the Sixers and the Eagles. Whatever the case, it's all good. One Flyers call. We'll get to that, too. And, of course, there's Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, this date in history. Not a lot going on, but yesterday was kind of a moment that I remember, yesterday's date years ago. And we're going to touch on that when we come back as well. 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous Sensational Borgata. Our question for the $100 gift certificate for DeBruno Brothers. where you will enjoy what you like to eat. You're a foodie. They are the ones. DeBruno.com, you can check it all out. And for gifts for the holidays, actually, DeBruno Brothers ships to anywhere. Also, a gift certificate to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon with three great locations, beautiful places, and that will impress the women in your life as well. Sports Radio 94 WIP, the time now is 8:37, and if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miscake. A melted milkshake, it's a miscake. Crumbly sticky s'mores, a bigger mistake. A miscake. You don't want to have a miscake. Another one, it's not a good one either. If you're baking and it's not a tasty cake, it's a miscake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Two of my favorites. There's so many favorites, and they will be for you too. Tasty cake, except no substitute.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What? 94 WIP. Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. All right. Today is December 11th, correct? Yesterday, if today's the 11th, yesterday by simple math means it's December. It was December 10th. December 10th, the year was 2017, did a play that I won't forget, and people want to forget this quarterback, which is kind of a shame because he was so important to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. The only quarterback that I know that threw a touchdown pass with a torn ACL. Let's hear it.
Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught! Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey!
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
And with that, Carson Wentz becomes the all-time record holder of touchdown passes as an Eagle in one season.
Yeah, and that was important, significant. The Eagles won that game, clinched the division. It was a game they needed to have the best record in the NFC, which gave them home a bye, home field throughout the playoffs, and it led to a Super Bowl. That play, he got injured, was one or two plays before, but it was in that series. I think it was the play before because Wentz limped over to the sidelines, talked to Doug Peterson. That was a fourth down play. And he threw the touchdown pass, and as we found out later, he had a torn ACL. Nick Foles came in after that. Nick Foles was important in that game. That was in Los Angeles against the Rams. That was a huge game. That was a big touchdown. You may not want to remember it, but without that play, the Eagles may not have won that Super Bowl, which is the last championship in Philadelphia. It might be the last championship for a while by anybody in Philadelphia. All right, let's go back to the phones. Bob, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life, and I'm at the Borgata. How bad could it be?
There you go. There you go. Howard, I'm going to, because you're so knowledgeable on pretty much everything going on in Philly, I'm going to ask you a question to think out of the box this morning, and it's in regards to the Sixers. I agree with you 100% this whole
Simmons debacle, the general manager overplayed his hand. Like, this guy just dead. You know, Simmons needs to go. We're not going to get what we think we're going to get for him.
They're both wrong. Yeah.
Right. Right. And I'm so tired of hearing about Ben Simmons. The guy can't shoot. He's just not committed to his craft. But, Howard, thinking out of the box, would you, if you were in charge and you were running the organization, would it be time to basically blow the entire thing up, trade Embiid Weiss, still has value, because he's on the time clock, too, just with his conditioning and his health.
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but they won't do it. I don't think this team, the core, can win a championship. Would I trade Embiid? Yeah, I would, but the team won't, because that's the only thing. Hey, listen,
the other night
a friend of mine paid $900 for two tickets.
That's crazy.
Which is just ridiculous. And they got beat by 22 points, which you don't know the outcome before you go, but it's just, you're kidding me, right? But they couldn't, they would charge that money because people would think, well, yeah, you know, they're going to build for a championship. It's, I would, but they won't. Yes.
Correct. Okay. Well, I have a quarterback controversy for you also.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go Randall Cunningham, Ron Jaworski.
That's one of the ones in Philadelphia, Randall and Jaws.
Yes.
You are, Bob, you're in the mix. You're in the mix, brother. All right, let's go to Habib in New York. Are you a Philadelphia guy in New York, or are you just a New York guy who's a Philadelphia guy?
I'm from Philadelphia, Howard. I've been listening to you since 2000, maybe even earlier.
Okay. Well, it's a long time. That's a good thing. That's a good thing for you.
Yes, sir. Thing is, these two teams, the Eagles and Sixers, who I really follow, they're stuck in this position because of drafting. Sixers missed on all the process except for Embiid. Eagles, they can't draft a wide receiver. They always miss on the right player.
Well, Devontae Smith is a good player. I said this the other night. I think Devontae Smith has hit that rookie wall. I think he's a little tired right now. You know, people say, why didn't he get...
The other night, Justin Jefferson was catching a touchdown. Made me sick.
Well, that was Rager. That was a mistake. We know Justin Jefferson.
Well, DK Metcalf, too.
Let me just explain the Metcalf situation. I'm going to
give...
There's a lot of teams that passed on him because... And I saw a story on TV... In high school, his doctor told him he should never, ever play football again. I think he broke his spine. He had a really, really serious injury in high school. And there was medical concerns about him. That's why, now, talent-wise, everybody knew it, but they were really worried about the medical situation. So a lot of teams passed on. So I'll give them a pass on Metcalf, but I'm not going to give them a pass on Rager.
Chase Claypool, that guy was good. We had a
chance
to get him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you, there's players out there that they missed on. Yep, they sure did.
Mecole Hardman.
Well, you can run them all down. We agree that they
missed on. No, and the Sixers, missed on two number one picks. Now Jason Tatum is the guy we should have had.
Well, they were never going to get Jason Tatum because if the Celtics didn't make the trade, they were taking Tatum number one. Either way, the Celtics... So we got to get past that. Jahlil Okafor was coming out of college, and the scouting reports, if Scam Hinkie ever paid attention to them, identified this guy as not really that type of good player, and they still drafted him because he looked at his computer and he doesn't know what he was looking at
We took three straight centers. We didn't need three straight centers.
Well, Nerlens Noel was a stiff.
Drew Holiday trade was a mistake.
Drew Holiday, they traded.
Yeah, it was a trade.
It was a trade, but that was the pick that they wanted to make. And Michael Carter-Williams was a stiff.
Kevin Turner. Later.
Kevin Turner was borderline.
Turner.
Yeah, that was before the process.
Never hit on any players, even with
Embiid. And the only reason they tried to trade that pick. And nobody wanted to trade with him because Embiid had bad medical history. So they got him, and they got lucky. Jahlil Okafor, they had so many bad picks, so many.
And then Brett Brown trades away Bridges.
Yeah, that was a mistake, too.
I think they only hit on Embiid and now Maxey with from the process.
Maxey's a nice player, but right now he's a really, really solid backup, and he's got a chance to be a good starter. But, yeah, Maxey, I'll give – but Maxey wasn't even Daryl Morey. It was Elton Brand.
And then not signing Jimmy Butler over
that was Horford. A disgrace. That was it. Because he didn't want to play with Simmons.
But you know, Al Horford was a mistake, too.
Yes, it was. That signing was a mistake. But they got rid of, well, they got rid of him. But that was hey, listen, this organization, the Sixers organization, is doomed to make mistakes because they just always
do. Well, they're
going to
make a mistake on Simmons, too, I think.
Well, what mistake? They got to get rid of him. They already made
the
mistake.
Well, they're not going to get what they want. So it's going to take less.
Well, they're going to take what they can get, which is better. It's addition
by subtraction.
Tobias
Harris is $180 million isn't winning. Good.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the Eagles as well? I don't
know. Eagles, the quarterback, I think we should just stick with Hurts.
And I agree.
And build with the draft and not waste the draft capital.
Yeah.
We have three first-round picks.
Yeah, there's a quarterback in college lobbying to be on the Eagles. That's because he's trying to make sure he gets into the first round, and I don't think he's a first round.
I don't think any quarterback is worth drafting over Hurts, and it's a cheap contract.
No,
you can see
I agree
what
with that. Huh? I agree with that. It's not a year for quarterbacks coming out of college. Somebody might hit.
But you have to package up all your picks, so you'll be losing out on other talent and rosters.
Wait a minute. They can get a quarterback with their pick, but it's not good enough. In the position that they would have to take him. They'll probably have three in the top. Actually, depending on Indy, probably have three in the top 20, two in the top 15.
I would just run it back with
Miami started to play well. All right, your quarterback controversy. Do you have
Nick Foles and Carson Wentz after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know what? That became a controversy, which was a joke that it became a controversy. But you're in the mix. You are in the mix. All right, let's go to Keith. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
I'm great.
Good, man. Hey, so do you think that firing Alain Vigneault was the right move?
Yeah, you had to do something. And usually the firing of a coach is to appease your fan base. They weren't playing well, but I don't think it makes any difference. They're just not good enough. Was it the right
thing? Yeah.
Well, right or wrong, it was something that they had to do. They just couldn't keep on going.
Yeah, I mean,
but it really wasn't his fault.
No, I agree 100%. I think it's players. I mean, you got Giroux and Cordier and just, I don't know.
It's a shame that Claude Giroux cannot be traded because of a no trade. He just doesn't fit with this team. He's just not good enough. He was never – hey, Tom – he was just not good enough.
Yeah,
he was good,
man.
But not good enough. He was just not.
He's not that superstar level.
He's not the superstar level, and that's the problem. But the coach always takes the fall. You can't get rid of the players.
Sucks,
the coach takes. They're just not good enough. The young players that they thought were going to be good just haven't developed. I think the goaltender's good, but maybe not quite good enough. But maybe the defense in front of him is not good enough.
Couldn't agree more, man.
There's a lot of issues here. There's a lot of issues.
Yeah. Do you think that the coach they have now, you think he's going to last till the end of the season?
You know what? I think he might, only because the coach they want to hire might not want to come in now. Because I mean, you heard the names of Rick Tocchet, and who was the other guy? Tortorella?
Tortorella. Yeah.
Tortorelli. Now, why wouldn't they wait till the end of the year to see what's available? And there's going to be probably at least four or five openings to see what's available.
Right.
I would think Rick Tocchet for sure. You know, it sounds great, and I like Rick, and I think he's a really terrific coach. But there's going to be a lot of other teams. And I think there's too much pressure on Rick Tocchet to come here because the expectations would be so high because it's Rick Tocchet. I think that's a mistake. It would be a fan favorite. But I think that would be a mistake from Rick Tocchet's standpoint, not from the Flyers' standpoint.
Exactly.
All right, your quarterback controversy.
Yeah, well, the other guy took my thing, so I'm going to go with McNabb and Garcia.
You think that was really a controversy?
Well, in my heart it was, but I do think when he came back, because Garcia got us into the playoffs, because McNabb got hurt. What was it? The big McNabb got hurt. Then Detmer came in and played, what, two games, got hurt, and then Garcia took us all the way up until the second round of the playoffs, and then they brought McNabb in for that Rams game, and he blew it for us. Well, I'm not saying he blew it, but I mean, it's just like,
right,
I think
I'll
the team
that.
Is out of.
I'll buy that. I'll put you in the mix for the $100 gift certificate for the Bruner Brothers. In second place is Joseph Anthony Salon and Spa, and you can't go wrong with either gift certificate, whether you love food or you want to take care of the women in your life. All right, you are in the mix. All right, Keith, thanks. Thank you. When we come back, a quarterback that's lobbying, and it's almost embarrassing. He's lobbying to be drafted by the Eagles, but he's basically lobbying to get into the first round because, in reality, he's not a first-round pick, but he probably will be a first-round pick because teams always take a leap to get a quarterback. We'll do that. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Uskin. We're here at the Borgata, where everything is hunky-dory and always terrific. WIP Sports Time is now 8:56, and everybody, if you don't know, you should know, the Bruno Brothers is the place to get all of your special holiday cheese and charcuterie, and they have so much of the good stuff. But they also have an incredible selection of gifts. This time of the year, there's so many people utilizing all the great gifts. I mean, you can't even imagine all the gifts. They can ship anywhere in the country. You can find something for everyone on your list. DeBruno Brothers also caters. Catering is sensational. Many people have asked me about catering. I've experienced it. Terrific. So if you're looking to save some time, especially this time of the year, or for business luncheons or whatever you might do, just a family get together, they have all the food. They have everything that can take care of whatever it is you want and your holiday get-togethers. Contact their amazing catering team. Don't forget, the Bruno Brothers ships gifts nationwide. They have the coolest things for the foodie in your life. Hundreds of options, like the Abbondanza gift box, their Italian Market gift crate, or their South Philly hoagie kit. If you haven't already visited to their newest location, you're missing out. That store is beautiful. That's in Wayne. The time is definitely now. It's a culinary adventure with gourmet specialty foods from around the world. Everything you need for hosting and entertaining, and gifts for everyone on your list. That's DeBruno.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.